Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting Adventure in Odyssey.
Decided to make some major changes around here.
Yee-haw!
This is going to be fun.
What are you doing?
I'm driving Mom's car.
You're what?
You don't think this is odd behavior?
Stop! Come back here, you hoodlum!
Run, David! Run!
Alex!
Please!
This isn't in the book.
Get me out! Out!
Don't let me do anything, Mr. Whittaker.
They don't?
I'm like a kid hermit.
Really?
I can't stay up late like my friends do. I can't see movies like my friends do. And I can't go to parties like my friends do. It's awful. If only Mom and Dad let me do stuff now and then. All I need is just a little slack.
A little slack, huh? I think I know just what you need.
What do you mean?
What if you could live a life without any rules?
That'd be great.
Think you could handle it, huh?
Sure I could. But how?
Follow me. And just change a couple more parameters here. There. All right, Alex. Welcome to the Room of Consequence.
What's it do?
Step inside and find out.
Okay. Hey, it's dark in here.
Whoa!
Wait a second. I'm back at my house.
Alex?
Yeah, Dad?
Could we see you for a minute, please? In the living room.
Sure, be right down.
Alex, I know it's bedtime, but there's something important your mom and I want to talk to you about.
All right. We know you've been feeling that we're a bit hard on you, right?
Well, yes, ma'am.
And maybe we have been.
We love you, Alex, and we want to be the best parents we can be for you. Your mom and I have been talking a lot about this, and we've decided to make some major changes around here.
We got this new book,
Dare to Let Go, A Wonderful New Approach to Raising Your Kids, by Dr. Phoebus McCain.
Here, listen to this. Children need freedom without bounds to truly be all they can be as a person.
Alex, we've decided we aren't going to make you do any more chores.
What?
Because of this. Rules and curfews and chores can limit your child's creativity. Worse yet, it can limit their growth as a true human being.
Wow!
We don't want to limit you anymore, Alex. The book says our job is to show you basic right and wrong, but let you make the choices.
I know this is pretty radical.
I'll say.
But we think it's for your best. After all, like your dad said, we love you, Alex.
This is great!
Well, it'll take a little getting used to, for all of us. But we're willing to give it a try if you are.
Sure!
Didn't think you'd object very much.
Have a good night, Alex.
I will. Night, Mom. Night, Dad.
Good night, Alex.
Night, son.
Yes,
son?
Is it all right if I have a gummy fruit sparkly wonder candy bar before I go to bed?
Sure.
Would it be okay if I had 2 gummy fruit sparkly wonder candy bars?
I don't see why not. Help yourself.
Okay, here's the big one. Dad and Mom? I know it's a school night and all, but could I stay up late tonight?
What do you think about that?
The book says.
Yeah. Alex, you can stay up as late as you want to.
No kidding?
No kidding.
Wow! Thank you! This is gonna be fun!
Oh!
Alex, what's wrong?
I think I'm having a gummy fruit sparkly wonder candy bars hangover.
Oh, this is great!
Huh?
What's up?
Alex ate too many candy bars last night.
17 of them. Ugh.
And now he's sick.
That's wonderful.
What?
Well, don't you see, Alex? You learned a lesson, didn't you?
Well, yeah.
It's just like the book says. Oh, and there's something else I just read in chapter 14 I need to show you, hon. I've got downstairs.
Oh, that book is already working. Oh. This is just amazing.
That's not the word I'd use. Oh.
Alex, would you come down here, please? We've got a little something for you.
Coming. It's no more candy, is it? Because if it is, I think I'll pass.
Surprise!
Is this for me?
Sure is.
Awesome! This is the coolest skateboard of them all. Thanks, Mom and Dad.
You're welcome. And we've got a few other things you've been asking for, too.
Here you go, Alex.
Really?
Yep, your own cell phone.
That's the kind you were asking about, isn't it, son?
Yeah, this is great.
And we've been saving the best for last.
There's more?
Yes, your lovely mom is now standing beside a lovely blanket, and underneath that lovely blanket is something you've always dreamed of. And Alex Jefferson, today it's yours!
Ta-da!
My own TV? With remote?
And cable hookup.
And it comes complete with the new 2700 Game Guy video game system, along with 12 games.
I don't know what to say. It's all just kind of weird. But I like it, don't get me wrong. This kind of weird I can get very used to.
Well, like the book says, life is short. Why say no?
We figure it's time to start saying yes.
Well then, can I stay up tonight and test this baby out and play with my new video games?
As the book would say,
yes!
Stay up as long as you like, son.
Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome, Alex.
Alex, this is a classroom, not a bedroom.
What was that?
My famous book drop alarm.
You nearly scared me to death.
That's the idea. Well, that and keeping you awake. Did you not get enough nighty-night time last evening?
No, because I knew I could always sleep here.
Well, you managed to sleep through my entire lecture on the truly fascinating world of fungus. So, perhaps you'll be so kind as to open your textbook to page 234, and read aloud for us how a fungus functions without chlorophyll.
Who cares?
I beg your pardon?
No one cares about how fungus functions without chlorophyll.
You don't mean that, and it's chlorophyll.
And who cares about this boring old class? All it's good for is taking a nap. Speaking of which...
Alex, sit up in your chair this instant.
Shh! Alex is sleeping.
Oh, no, he isn't.
Hey, let go of my arm.
Now, let's see how well you sleep in the principal's office, young man. Move.
Principal Johnson, I really don't think there's anything to worry about here.
We're doing what we feel is best for Alex.
Raising him according to this book.
Yes, I've read that book, and I strongly suggest you rethink your approach. Just look at your son.
Hey, Mom. Hey, Dad. Hey, Johnsy.
That's Principal Johnson, Alex. And please take your feet off my desk.
Whatever.
Good boy, Alex.
You don't think this is odd behavior?
A bit rebellious, perhaps, but the book says to expect that.
I see.
Principal Johnson, Alex is learning that his decisions have consequences.
Right. If he mouths off to a teacher, he ends up in the principal's office.
But he can't learn about those consequences if he's not allowed to make those decisions.
We appreciate you calling us, but at least for now, we need to continue doing what the book says.
After all, it's working, and it's approved by the American Psychopathological Society.
Very well, but I hope you'll keep a close watch on him.
We will.
Don't worry.
Can I get out of here now?
Yes, you may go.
See ya! This is great. My parents will even back me up against the principal. Thank you, Dr. McCain. I can do anything I want. Nothing can stop me now. Ha 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 ha!
Wait up. Hey, Dave. Where'd you get that bike? It's awesome.
My folks got it for me. It's even got a mini radio, see?
I wish my parents were like yours, always giving you stuff.
Well, I guess my parents just find me more lovable.
You really think so?
That's what their book says.
Wow.
Don't sweat it. As soon as my mom and dad are finished with the book, I'll tell them to send it over to your parents, okay?
That'd be great. Thanks.
That's what friends are for. Hey, you want to have some fun?
Sure.
Come on.
The Hardware Emporium? Yeah, we can have all sorts of fun with the plumbing supplies.
Just hold on. You'll see. Follow me.
Okay.
Howdy! Need any help? Just yell! I'm here in the back!
Okay! But I think we'll just help ourselves, thanks.
What are you doing?
Yeah, this would be a great color.
You can't buy that. It's against the law to sell spray paint to kids under 18.
Who said anything about buying it? Is the manager looking?
Alex!
Is he?
No, but...
Red and green should be enough for now.
Hey! What do you think you're doing?
Nothing.
I've got a security camera set up right above you. I saw you put that paint in your backpack.
Run, David! Run!
Alex!
Run!
Hey, stop! Stop! Hey!
Ah.
Gotcha!
Let go of me! You can't do this! Let me go!
You're coming with me!
No, I'm not!
Oh.
Ride, David! Ride!
My shin! Stop! Stop! Come back here, you... you hoodlums!
Told you it'd be fun.
Fun? You call that fun?
You know, I never did like this alley. Too depressing.
Alex!
Time we spruce it up a bit.
Stop!
What's with you?
What's with you? You shoplifted, and now you're vandalizing somebody's wall.
What vandalizing? I'm just doing a little painting. Come on, Dave, lighten up. I'm improving the atmosphere of this alley. It's all in how you look at it.
You've changed, Alex, and I don't like it.
What do you mean? What's not to like? I can do anything I want to, Dave. No rules, no limits. And hey, we didn't get caught, did we?
No, but now I'm a hoodlum.
That's what's bugging you? Well, I think it's time we show that guy it's not nice to call people names.
What are you doing?
Looking for a rock or a brick or something. We'll just go back to the store and rearrange the front window.
No, you're not gonna do that.
You can't tell me what to do.
Oh, I'll go tell him you're coming, and then I'll call the police.
Come on, Dave, we're just having some fun.
This is not fun. None of it. I mean it, Alex. You do it, and I will tell the police.
All right, I won't do it. Man, I thought we were friends.
We were, but I don't know who you are anymore.
Where are you going?
Home. My mom's taking me to soccer practice.
I'll come over later, okay?
I don't think so.
What?
I don't think we can be friends anymore. Bye, Alex.
Dave? David! Wait! Okay, fine! I don't need you to have fun! I'll have fun all by myself. I know just how. Yee-haw! What a blast! Huh? Hello?
Alex, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm driving Mom's car.
You're what?
I'm just taking it out for a little spin, Dad. I'll be right back.
Alex, you need to come home. Now!
Did I just hear you make a rule for me? That's not in the book, Dad.
Okay, then agreements are in the book. Let's make an agreement. Let's agree that you'll come back home in 5 minutes.
Well, if it's in the book, then okay. I agree.
Very good. See you then.
Bye, Dad.
Goodbye, son.
Of course, Dad forgot that I don't have a watch. Ha! Time for some real fun. Oh, this is great! Speed limit 25? Aw, come on, that's ridiculous! It's a wide, straight street here! Ha! Dave, you do not know what you're... Whoa! Oh, look out! Ah! Whoa. Where am I?
Alex? Oh, baby.
You're in the hospital, son. You have to lie very still.
But I want to get up. Hey, what's going on? Why are my legs strapped down?
Oh, Alex.
They're not strapped down, son. They're...
Why can't I move my legs?
The accident damaged your spine, son. The doctors say you may regain the use of your legs, but you need to be prepared.
No! No!
I know this is hard for you, honey.
Why did you let me drive that car, Dad? It's like you didn't even care.
Alex, of course we care. We've given you everything you asked for. Because we love you.
This is loving me?
Pardon me, Mr. and Mrs. Jefferson.
Yes.
I'm Officer Orion of the Odyssey Police Department. Could you please step out into the hallway?
We'll be right outside, Alex.
Whatever.
Now, you wanted to know about the people your son hit.
Yes. Are they all right?
Well, the mother is still in critical condition, but it looks like she'll make it.
Oh, thank God.
And what about the boy?
Yes. The boy died.
No.
What was his name?
His name was Strausberg. David Strausberg.
What?
Alex?
No! Not David! Not David, please!
Alex!
Let me out of here!
Alex, the doctors want you to keep still.
I want out!
Alex, please!
This isn't in the book.
Get me out! Out!
Doctor, we need your help in here.
Out.
Quickly!
Alex, it's okay. It's okay.
Mr. Whitaker.
Yes.
Mr. Whitaker.
Alex, are you okay?
I am now.
So, what did you think?
I think I don't want to go back in the room of consequence for a long time.
I know it was hard. But it was important for you to see why your parents make rules. The fact is, Alex, your parents say no now and then because they love you. Their rules protect and guide you. As you grow older, they'll give you more freedom, but not before you're ready. Can you see that now?
I sure can.
Good.
Mr. Whitaker?
Hmm?
Can I go home now?
Of course.
Good night, Alex.
Good night, son.
Is it all right if I stay up late tonight?
Absolutely not. It's a school night.
Yes! Thanks, Dad. Thanks, Mom. You're the greatest.
What was that all about?
You got me.
You know, sometimes we don't like the rules our parents make for us. But like the Bible says, God himself disciplines those he loves. And so when our parents make rules for us, it really shows that they care. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. No Boundaries was written by John Beebe and directed and produced by Phil Lawler. Our vocal talent included Paul Herlinger and Will Ryan. Our production engineer was Jonathan Crow. And our executive producer was Al Jensen. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.